Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey with our call to worship. Three of the greatest spiritual attributes are faith, hope, and love. Thank you, Father, for this time that we can invest fellowshipping together in your very presence. You make it clear to us that there are three very important characteristics that we should live in. Now abides faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these is love. Father, as we look at these truths in your word today, help these concepts to sink in, that your Holy Spirit would make them part of who we are, what we do and say, and realities that guide our thoughts and actions. Lord, since we are saved by faith, a gift of you, Lord, then give us the strength to live by the same faith. The lasting joy that your place in our hearts brings hope to us. And love is the greatest of these three. By this shall all men know that we are your disciples, that we love one another as you have first loved us. And now, Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you. Amen.
Hold me. God's love to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. Now hear me while I pray, take all my guilt away. Oh, let me from this day be
You are listening to Call to Worship. If Call to Worship is a blessing to you, come visit us at calltoworship.us. A website offers many helpful resources. When you visit us at calltoworship.us, you will find programs that you can listen to right there online. You can even search them by a topic. There's a huge list of programs to choose from, and you can enjoy them any time of the day and night. The playlist will tell you the names of artists you hear, as well as the title of the song and album. In order to find a local station that airs our program, select our station finder and scroll down the list by city and state. You'll see where to find them on your radio and the time of the broadcast. All this and more at calltoworship.us.
See the people.
Thank you for joining us for our call to worship.
The joy of the Lord is my strength.
forever and ever. I will declare your grace and your mercy, and tell of your unfailing love. Your loving kindness is good to all. Your wings of mercy lift me when I fall. Your loving kindness meets my every need. You cleanse me from unrighteousness, and you give new life to me. You cleanse me from unrighteousness, and you give new life to me.
Your loving kindness meets my every need. You cleanse me from unrighteousness, and you give.
The reality is that God alone knows what lies ahead for us in this new year to come, 2022. In many respects, we will be boldly going where we have not gone before. Just as we live every day, every moment, we walk by faith, not by sight. There are three basic concepts that will give you encouragement in the new year to come. These include faith, hope, and love. Let's consider each of them carefully. First, look at faith. Romans, the first chapter. For I am not ashamed of this good news about Christ. It is the power of God at work, saving everyone who believes, the Jew first, and also the Gentile. This good news tells us how God makes us right in His sight. This is accomplished from start to finish by faith. As the Scriptures say, it is through faith that a righteous person has life. From Hebrews 11. Faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things we cannot see. Through their faith, the people in days of old earned a good reputation. By faith, we understand that the entire universe was formed at God's command, that what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen, and it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to Him must believe that God exists and that He rewards those who seek Him sincerely. Since we live by faith, we should walk by faith. And as the prophet Isaiah told God's children, "This is the way, walk ye in it." Isaiah 30, "And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, This is the way, walk ye in it, when you turn to the right hand, and when you turn to the left." The joy of the Lord can be present and abiding as we dwell on things above, whereas happiness is temporary and typically brought on by things. Joy given us by God is our strength, giving us hope, Nehemiah chapter 8. And Nehemiah, which is the Tirshathah, and Ezra, the priest, the scribe, and the Levites that taught the people, said unto all the people, "This day is holy unto the Lord your God. Mourn not, nor weep." For all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Then he said unto them, "Go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is our strength." Psalms 30, "For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may last through the night, but joy comes in the morning." Psalm 51, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit." Compared to faith and hope, the greatest of these is love. 1 Corinthians 13, "Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out." Later in chapter 13, verse 13, "Three things will last forever: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love." These three elements of faith, hope, and love are also a vital part of the Christian's holy armor. Ephesians chapter 6, "Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. We're not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor, so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil." And finally, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, "But let us, who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet, the hope of salvation." If you are just now thinking about things that you want to do differently in this coming year, or are working prayerfully and fervently on New Year's resolutions, be sure to incorporate faith, hope, and love into your lifestyle. Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken, and in song, as we're reminded to strive for these three great attributes. A way of spiritual life that we should all live by: faith, hope, and love. I hope that this time has been an important part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And if you're not a believer, please listen. If you're interested in learning more about God and how to obtain more fulfillment in life, talk to a local pastor. God loves you so much that He sent His Son Jesus into this world to give you new life. Christ can give fulfillment and purpose in your life and help fill your heart and mind with healthy thoughts that will bring about kind and loving actions. God's Word makes it clear that there are many good things available from Him, but the greatest is His love. You can reach us through our website, calltoworship.us, or by mail at Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, from 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. So now, faith, hope, and love abide, these three. But the greatest of these is love.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty path bowed down with care. God gave His Son to win. His erring child He reconciled and pardoned from His sin. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the sky a parchment made, were every song on earth a quill, and every man by trade to write the love of God above, oh yes, drain the ocean dry. Nor could the scroll contain the whole from sky to sky.
Hallelujah.
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 Higher than the high heavens, deeper than the deepest sea, wider than I can ever imagine. Your great love for me, great love for me. Oh, thank you, Lord. Your love is higher than the highest heaven, deeper than the deepest sea. Your love is wider.